Welcome to Agentic Ethical AI, Leadership and Human Wisdom. On this episode, we'll be talking on From Reasoning to Understanding, Why Fast Thinking Isn't Smart Thinking. AI isn't getting smarter. It's just getting faster at being dumb. That's the uncomfortable truth nobody in Silicon Valley wants to hear. But it's true. We call it progress because it looks like progress. More data, more benchmarks, more reasoning tokens, more speed. But what we're really scaling is just faster pattern prediction, not real intelligence. Everyone's suddenly obsessed with AI reasoning. Giotto.ai claims to have cracked it. DeepSeek calls theirs the next revolution. Investors are running wild. Everyone wants to own the miracle model that finally thinks. But let's be honest, how many of them even understand what reasoning means? Reasoning in its current form is not understanding. It's a mechanical illusion of thought. The model doesn't reason. It recalculates probabilities in ways that look intelligent to us. That's not comprehension. That's compression. Apple's June 2025 study, The Illusion of Thinking, exposed it brutally. Even the best reasoning models collapse the moment you throw real-world complexity at them. Accuracy drops to zero. They increase reasoning effort for a while, and then they just stop. Why? Because they don't understand what they're reasoning about. And yet, companies keep celebrating this as progress. But it's not progress. It's acceleration without steering. We're building systems that can't comprehend consequences. And then we call it innovation. We hand them critical decisions, not because they're capable, but because we're exhausted. We tell ourselves they're augmenting human judgment, but what they're really doing is replacing it, silently, line by line, prompt by prompt. Google's human validation models sound reassuring, but all it means is we keep humans in the loop to fix the hallucinations of the machine, because the machine still doesn't know what it's talking about. Let's be real. We're not building smarter AI. We're building faster pattern machines and confusing the illusion of fluency with the presence of understanding. That's not intelligence. That's imitation. That's the same trick parrots use, mimic without meaning. And here's where it gets interesting. This illusion of reasoning, this obsession with speed, isn't just happening in AI. It's happening everywhere, in leadership, in companies, in culture. We've built a world that rewards acceleration and punishes reflection. We're trained to answer faster, not deeper, to react, not to think. And when the system rewards speed, we stop noticing what we've lost, our agency. Agency means we still have a choice. We can decide how to think, not just what to think. But every time we outsource that to a machine, every time we let the algorithm speak for us, we erode that muscle, the one that makes us human. Here's the irony. Companies adopt AI to optimize efficiency, cut costs, and make quicker decisions. But in doing so, they outsource the one thing that can't be automated. Understanding. Knowledge workers now spend over 4 hours a week verifying AI outputs. Half of all enterprise users admit they've already made at least one major decision based on hallucinated content. That's not optimization, that's abdication. And the deeper trap, we start trusting what sounds confident more than what's true. The model never hesitates, it always has an answer. And because it speaks with authority, we mistake that confidence for competence. That's how we lose the ability to think critically. Because when you stop questioning, you stop reasoning. And when you stop reasoning, you stop leading. Let's look at what real intelligence actually is. Human intelligence isn't a single thing. It's a living system of interdependent layers. Knowledge, what we've learned. Context, where it applies. Judgment, when it matters. Values, why we choose one path over another. And self-awareness. How our choices affect others. AI today only has the first one, knowledge, without understanding. It's like putting a calculator in charge of ethics. At Exidion, we look at this differently. We don't want machines to act human. We want them to understand humanity. That means building systems that can reflect, not just predict. Systems that don't just calculate outcomes, but comprehend consequences. Because here's the real question. If we keep confusing speed with wisdom, how long until we automate our own stupidity? And this isn't just a tech problem, it's a leadership problem. Leaders are doing the same thing companies are doing with AI, outsourcing their own judgment to dashboards and KPIs. The moment something feels complex, they rush to optimize it. They delegate, automate, or simplify, but they rarely pause to understand. Real leadership isn't about faster execution. It's about slower perception. It's about staying conscious long enough to notice what's actually going on. That's what I call agentic leadership. The ability to lead from awareness, not autopilot. It's the same skill set we need in AI, because ethical intelligence starts where mechanical reasoning ends. Apple's research said it clearly. At high complexity, every reasoning model fails, every single one, because comprehension isn't a function of data, it's a function of depth. You can't train depth on a data set. You cultivate it through reflection, through meaning, through awareness. And that's exactly what we've lost. We've become so obsessed with making AI faster that we've forgotten to ask if it should even think that way. The real risk isn't that AI will become conscious. It's that humans will stop being conscious first. We'll hand over decisions we don't want to make, responsibility we don't want to carry, and meaning we don't want to face. And when that happens, the problem won't be artificial intelligence, and it'll be artificial humanity. So, let's be clear. AI today is brilliant at probability, but still dumb at understanding. And that's okay if we stop pretending it's anything else. The question isn't what AI can do, it's what we are willing to outsource. If we keep outsourcing judgment, context, and values, we'll wake up in a world that thinks faster than us, but never for us. So maybe the challenge isn't to build smarter machines, maybe it's to build wiser humans. Because understanding can't be automated, but it can be modeled. It can be taught, and it can be remembered. That's what we're doing at Ixidian AI, Ma. Building the world's first self-reflective AI grounded in human psychology, capable of auditing other systems and restoring understanding where it was lost. Ethical AI doesn't start with algorithms. It starts with awareness.